Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the Round the Way Social Worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. Hi, it's Tara. Are you ready to reset your life? Well, good news. I am the Step Strong Coach, and I can show you how to reset your life and step strong unapologetically, be it your personal or your relationship. Click the link in the bio of the podcast so you can schedule an appointment so that you can live your best life. Now step strong. Hey, watch. Hey, y'all. Hey, it's Tara. You know Tara, your Round the Way Social Worker, and I am back to give you a dose of vitamin E. I so love this thing, y'all. I really, really, really do. Just to educate and empower and encourage you to smile big and step strong. Whenever you're feeling down, whenever you have doubts about who you are, play the podcast, because there's going to be an episode that's going to minister to you and that's going to motivate you. I'm telling you. So last week we were just talking about routines, and I really want to enforce routines because I really think that if we implement discipline and being intentional with ourselves and with our relationships, they're going to unlock and open some doors that have been shut. And y'all know I'm real big on that trauma. And a lot of times when we are not disciplined, or we don't have routines, or we don't follow through with things, that goes back to trauma. And that means you're going to have to dig and see what it is. Because let's just be honest, only you know exactly what it is that's keeping you from setting a routine or implementing a routine to become better. Only you know. You know, one thing I know about, as I was sitting down just thinking about it, a lot of times that we don't believe in implementing routines because subconsciously we all have a routine. But intentionally implementing a routine in a certain section of your life to make it better, we don't really think about that too much. Now, we can, off the top, we can have a routine that we do. And I said on the last episode, but when you're talking about creating routines that are going to be beneficial, that's going to help you, whether you are creating a routine that's going to help you save your money, learn how to budget, or if it's going to be a routine that's going to help you change your body and your mindset, like that, you have to be disciplined when you're talking about creating these routines. Now, I know we're talking about, you know, routines and the effects of them and how they can be beneficial to you. But let me let you in on this. You will never always be motivated to implement this routine. Never. Because like, you'll start going for a little bit and then you'll fall off. Then you'll start going for a little bit and then you'll fall off. But because you will never always be motivated to implement that routine, you have to be disciplined enough. And discipline is hard, because let me tell you something, bringing the body under subjection or bringing the body into alignment into something that's going to benefit it, that, baby, this body wants to do what this body wants to do. And I know I'm right about it. That's why we see a lot of, no shade to the BBLs, because I'm telling you, if I had that money, I told y'all one time before, I'd get me one. But that's why we see a lot, because it takes discipline to implement a routine that's going to enhance your lifestyle, that's going to enhance your mindset, that's going to enhance your relationships. So you're not going to always be motivated to do it, but it has to be done. That's like having those hard conversations that nobody wants to have, but we have to have them. It's like, you're not going to dress the elephant in the room. You're gonna walk around it. So the same thing when it comes to setting routines. And I think that routines will be beneficial, and not only beneficial, but they will be to the advancement of any relationship that we're in. I was reading a quote the other day, and this quote comes from John Maxwell. And John Maxwell just basically said, an unintentional life accepts everything and does nothing. An intentional life embraces only the things that will add to the mission of significance. So basically, when we set a routine, what we're doing is being intentional about that very thing. We're being intentional about what we want to change. We're being intentional about what we expect the outcome to be. So that means that when you're setting routines, you have to be intentional about this and you have to know what the outcome is. I remember the quote that says, like, if you fail to plan, then plan to fail. So it's the same thing about creating routines. Now, I know that there are different areas in our lives, and I don't know what's priority for you to enhance a routine and to start implementing these changes, but you can't eat the whole elephant. You have to bite off of it a little at a time. And I think it was like Eat the Frog or something like that. I think it was a book. But you can't do it all. There are different areas. Just think about your home. If your home is in disarray, when I mean the living room's nasty, the kitchen's nasty, the bedroom's nasty, the washroom's nasty, child, it's just a wreck. You start in one room at a time. And you get one room in order and then you move to the next. Now, granted, if you're anything like me, you're not going to do it all the same day. You know, and that's okay. That's okay. But I have me a time set that I want this completed or I want to see a different outcome. So the same thing with you when we're talking about implementing routines, and only you know what is priority, what needs a routine ASAP today, right now. And I know as you're listening, I know something popped in your head. So what needs an intentional routine today? Now, that first thing that came, I need for you to write it down. And I need you to start writing out an agenda or a plan on why, what it is, what do you need to do? And if you don't know what you need to do, you know I'm the coach. Go ahead and DM me. Go ahead and email me. Go ahead and inbox me. We can get you a session together. But I'm just saying. So you know what it is that needs an intentional routine. I was talking to my husband today and I was just saying, you know, I really want to do a relationship check-in. I think it was like the last one, the last episode. Just checking in. And I said, and vulnerability and total honesty and total, and when I say total transparency, it's not about getting mad. And that's what a lot of people do. I was talking to one of my friend girls and she was saying that a friend of hers was actually in therapy. They were in marriage counseling. And she just said that her friend girl, whenever the therapist would say something directed to her, that she would like storm out of the room. But sometimes the truth hurts. And we don't want to identify that thing because it hurts us. But in order for us to become better people, to be able to deal with life, because life is going to life, whether you accept it or not, life will keep on rolling. I'm going to keep on rolling. How the song go? Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Anyway, life is going to life. So you're going to have to learn how to implement routines that are going to be beneficial. And that's going to help you be effective in whatever ship that you're in. And y'all know I'm big on the ships, baby. I don't know what ship you're rolling in, which one needs priority, but you know which one needs a plan. You need to be intentional about doing a routine to make sure that you get it together. It's just like children. We put our children on a routine. This is their routine schedule. This is what we do. We wake up in the morning. We pray, we wash our face, we get things together. You know, we just have a routine and it helps us to get out the door quicker. Now, when my babies were little, we had a routine every morning. You know, when you get up, you go ahead, you say your prayers, like I said, and we had a system and we knew that we had to be out of the door at least by 6:30 every morning to make it to the other side of town to get them out of the car so they can go into the schoolhouse, right? So we had a routine that we had to do. Sometimes we laid our clothes out the night prior. Everything's already together. Have our bags already, you know, by the door. So we'll know so we wouldn't miss anything. And that's the thing I'm talking about. We're talking about routines. When you start to repetitively repeat a routine and you see the benefits of repeating the routine, you keep it in rotation. Now, when you are setting a routine for a ship, hello, somebody, and the routine that you have, you see that I'm missing a step. Something ain't quite clicking right. Something's not quite connecting. Then you're able to go back to the drawing board and say, hey, we missed a step in our routine. I think we need to implement this. Routines are going to be, at first, listen to me, these are intentional routines. They're going to be tough at first because that means you have to conform to it. I always tell people all the time that when you are setting boundaries, the boundaries are not for the other person, but they're for you. But they're going to hurt the other person, but they're also going to hurt you because you're used to complying or, you know, folding into whatever that person wants or needs or whatever they say. So the same thing when it comes to routines, you're going to have to turn away from what has been comfortable for you, but not beneficial for you to implement something new. So we have to be intentional this season about every area of our lives, be it your spiritual life. You know, because for me, I have to get up early in the morning and I got to have my devotional time. And if I don't have my devotional time, honey, I can tell. Because guess what? I become very fleshy. And let's just be real and honest about it. I become very fleshy. Not only do I become very fleshy, you know, a very fleshy person, it starts to show in my relationships, whether it's my significant other relationship, whether it's my workship, whether it's with my business partners, whatever, it's going to show up. So we have to learn how to be intentional. Because when we learn how to be intentional, that means that we're taking control and we are deciding and we are changing the trajectory of that certain situation, that certain relationship in our life. One thing that I understand, you know, when we are intentional, when you are intentional, sometimes it's going to make you feel, and I said this earlier, uncomfortable, but the rewards that come with it. Because when I have to get up early in the morning for prayer, I have to get up in the morning and do my devotion, like, oh my gosh, 5 o'clock comes, I got my alarm set for 4 a.m., 4:15. I'm like, man, you know, so I have to get up early, even though it's like, oh my gosh, but I'm intentional about setting a routine with my spirituality with God in the morning time and speaking and letting Holy Ghost talk to me. I'm intentional about that. So the same thing when it comes to my relationship, I have to be intentional that I'm doing what is required of me by my husband. And guess what? We don't always get it right. I can speak for me. I can speak for me because none of us are perfect. No, I don't always get it right, honey. Sometimes I let this flesh take over and I say, nope, I ain't doing it. Nope, we not going there. Nope, I don't want to eat that. You know what I'm saying? Nope, I'm not cooking tonight. You know, but I have to make sure that I'm being intentional to cultivate to so that my relationship is a thriving one and just not existing. And you will know when your relationship is thriving and you will know when it's just existing because you'll be able to tell. They may can tell, but the first person that's going to notice is you. So setting up an intentional routine to help you better yourself. And as long as you got breath in your body, as long as you have breath in your body, you have a desire. Let me give you some word. The word of God says, delight yourself in the Lord and he shall give you the desires of your heart. As long as you desire to do better, to be better and be intentional about it. And let me tell you, you're not going to always get it. You're not going to always get it. But when you know that you did not get it, then at that point, you're able to go back and say, hey, I missed the mark. However, I'm going to get up and I'm going to do this thing again. So just because you are setting a routine to be intentional, that's going to enhance and better different parts of your life, different areas of your life. When you don't get it, don't let the enemy play in your face, your routine didn't work, lies you tell. Get on up and dust yourself off and try again. You know, make that mark again. So I'm saying to you today, be intentional about setting routines. First and foremost, what area needs a routine to help enhance it? What area needs a routine to help you enhance it? Because I'm telling you, once you're able to identify, that means that's the first step. And truly be honest, then you're going to, at that point, come up with some solutions, possible solutions, and go with that. Now, if you go with it and it don't work out, baby, go back to that table, get that eraser, that big pink one, erase it all. And I'm telling you, write another plan, but be intentional about it. And remember, I said to you that when you are being intentional about setting routines in certain areas of your life, it's going to be a struggle because the flesh don't want to do it. It want to do what it want to do and how it want to do it. But when you bring things into perspective and then you're able to understand the long term of you being intentional with your routines, what the benefits that come with it, then you'd be like, okay, it may hurt now, but I'm gonna keep on pushing this thing. Remember I told y'all one time before, like I did not like to do burpees. I did not like spin class whatsoever. But let me tell you something. That spin class and that burpees, baby, had your girl together. Now I'm searching for a burpee and a spin class because I know even though I didn't like it, it was beneficial to me. So you implementing a routine intentionally, you may not like it. You may not, but it's going to be beneficial to you. And I want to leave this mental note with you. Be intentional. Whenever you feel like you don't want to do it, be intentional because your daily choices become amplified realities. So be intentional. Not only do they become amplified realities, but they become a visual reality because you're not being intentional about setting a routine. You know, a routine is only going to help you thrive and flourish. But you have to be intentional about it. And there are some things that you got a routine on that ain't serving you a bit of purpose. But you got that routine down pat. Like you know it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Now do this. Do that. And baby, it ain't serving you a bit of good. But start being intentional about setting routines and things in your life that's going to benefit. That's going to enhance. That's going to grow. That's going to nourish your soul. So until the next time, honey, thank y'all so much for being intentional by checking into the podcast and getting these nuggets. We're going to keep on talking about, you know, routines and being intentional. So until the next time, y'all continue to smile big, step strong. Why? Because these people are watching you. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see how you're doing it. And most definitely, how in the world are you maintaining when they know, honey, you all over the place? Let them know. You listen to the podcast and now you understand in routines and you're implementing them intentionally. So until the next time, y'all push past the pain and y'all persevere. And remember, trust God. Trust God. Go to God and ask Him, Holy Spirit, what do I start first? Where do I need a routine that's going to help me become a better person? That's going to purge me and purify me of the things that don't benefit me. That's what you need to go to first. I know it popped in your head. Whatever popped in your head, take it to God and say, is this it? Is this what I need to work on? Because we may think that's what we need to work on, but He may say, nah, that ain't it. So guess who's coming? The Spirit of Truth is coming, which is Holy Ghost. And He's going to say, hey, that ain't it right there. You can put that one third. But this one right here takes precedent. So until the next time, y'all push past the pain. I love y'all. Thank y'all so much. Y'all come back again. Make sure that you're subscribing to the channel and you're sharing the podcast episodes. I'm on the way. So until the next time, y'all be safe and I'll holler.